But if it's actually been given to you by Krishna and Guru, then you should protect it and do it, but do it better, with more patience and more Krishna consciousness. The basis of Krishna consciousness is to please Krishna by what you do, not that you please yourself. So by Prabhupada's expertise, such neophyte persons were able to actually live their whole lives pleasing Guru and Krishna and finding that to be pleasurable. That's like our idealism. And we could feel it. We could feel returns right away. This is happiness. Just please the Guru, please Krishna. It's hard to keep up, perhaps, over the years in the same way that we did it when we were youthful idealists, and somehow that attracted us to just throw away our own concerns. Don't worry about money, don't worry about anything. Krishna will take care of it. And then we see how hard it is, and then later in life, you have to start to fulfill some of your personal requirements. But we shouldn't lose a basic connection like this to serve Krishna for his pleasure. So I try to understand it that filling out of the personal requirements, which is apparently a compromise to the original idealism we had, can be taken in a positive way, that now, as I wrote earlier, we think it'll be easy in the beginning, and later we see that we have anarthas. So now it's like, now we're really going to surrender our whole self, whatever our proclivities are, whatever it is that we feel we have to do. We may have to do some things for our own benefit, but still, the whole thing is for serving Krishna and Guru. And we want to surrender the whole person, including the things that we love to do, and whatever that self-fulfillment is, that's also going to be rendered as service to Krishna. And Narada Muni teaches this dynamic to Vyasadeva, that all the things a person does can be rendered to Krishna, and those very things which caused him attachment can now be the cause of his liberation. So that those later in life, those later in devotional career acts of trying to take care of ourselves, it's just trying to survive as a devotee. And it's just at different stages in our career. If you do it positively like that, it's not a bad thing, although it's different than it than we were when we were young and when he was here to encourage us in that reckless abandon of, like the gopis, running away from everybody and running out to see Krishna.
And you were talking on the same lines about surrendering to serving the spiritual master, and you spoke about a personal definition of, or giving a personal meaning to service, and that you do it because you want to, which allows deepening of obedience, attaining spontaneous and whole surrender of whole person. So in relation to what you're saying, I know personally I've been through experiences where I'm feeling pushed towards one direction, but something inside wants me to go the other way. So there's a bit of a tearing there, and a kind of being in two minds about it. So how would those come together?
Well, what do you mean? Who's pushing you in one direction? Who's pushing you in the other direction? If it's the lower self, we don't want to go there. But if we have some, you know, real strong desire to do a certain kind of service, then probably we won't be able to deny that in the long run. Mm. Yeah, the more of our skills and the more of our nature that we can use in spiritual life, then the better we are. If you could actually give up all these things, and your whole self would be just a pure devotee, whatever Krishna wants, and that would be one way to do it. And another way to do it is to purify all these things for Krishna. But somehow or other, the whole self, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my family, and my house, everything I surrender to you. And somebody may not have a family or a house, and he surrenders himself to Krishna. But there shouldn't be anything left over. And it should be a total person, not just a head. You know, you surrender from the head up, but you have to surrender the whole person. Your dreams, your skills, everything. Your body. It's like some limited idea of spiritual life may be that it doesn't involve the body. You know, I don't have a body, I'm not this body. But then you don't account for that. But you have to account for your body too. Surrender the body. It's not just an appeal to a theology that you study, but everything is, and devotional service is like that. That it can take and wants to take everything that you have. Don't hold back anything. I heard Prabhupada talking about that. You do everything for Krishna. And then he said, he gave an example of something that you can't do for Krishna. He said, you don't eat meat for Krishna. So there are some boundaries and there's some guidance, not that you whimsically do this, but surrender your whole self to Krishna.
Why does the lower self come in relation to the spirit soul? Because and once, like, you've completely overcome your lower self, then does that mean you're pure, more, whatever? You were talking about the lower self.
In the class?
Oh.
Described in the sixth chapter that the mind is a friend of the enemy. When the mind panders to the lower self, lower drives, then it's your enemy. So that's just sense gratification, you know. The senses report, the genitals, the stomach, saying, I want this, I want this. And the mind and the whole self just doing what that lower self wants, the animal nature. We're animals, but we're humans also, human animals. And so the mind, the intelligence, are to be governed by religious principles. And so self means like that, identifying with the body, especially in just the animal propensities, without religious principles for what's actually good for the soul. The soul, because it's in a body, has to have some sense gratification. I'd say the soul doesn't have to have sense gratification, but we as conditioned beings in a body have to have some sense gratification, or else we can't live. So the religious guidance about it. Well, we know what lower self is. When it's just sense gratification without any regard for what is sinful and so on. That's the lower self. Like the hogs that have sex with their mother or sister and just do any damn thing. And that's the lower self. So when you're a pure devotee, those things are detestable to you. You don't care for them anymore. You have transcended. Because actually the soul doesn't need them. And you become more soul. Like Prabhupada said, the six Goswamis, they didn't eat very much at all. They didn't have any desire to mate or sleep. You become spiritual, and then you don't have lower qualities. It just goes away.
A thought comes into your mind, and it's like really a kind of vulnerable source, and it's just like something to know that. And is that all part of your lower self?
It's not part of your lower self. Well, it can come from just the ether, from the Kali Yuga group consciousness. It's like you hear some abominable sound vibration, or you see something. So you're a weak creature, and so you're prone again to develop your lower nature, being attracted by Maya. You identify with it. It comes because you still have some tendency for that. When they're completely pure, we don't get those thoughts anymore. Or, if they come, they're not taken seriously. Like Krishna says, that so many rivers enter into the ocean, but the ocean doesn't become disturbed. So they come, but you don't identify with them. You become a person of the higher nature, and your lower nature is not something that you activate, even if such thoughts come. When you're a neophyte, you really get threatened by such thoughts. Oh, I'm supposed to be a devotee. Why am I thinking about that? And you get really disturbed. Or you really start considering that maybe you should act on the basis of this obscene or abominable thought. That means your position is very shaky, that your devotee image is just like on the surface, and really, mostly you're a non-devotee, and all you need is a little reminder. So Maya is testing you, that you look very nice dressed up as a devotee with tilak, but I know what you'd really like. Why don't you think like this? Why don't you do this? But later, those temptations, we just say to Maya, go away. I don't want that. And then we get engaged in our service. So like that other discussion, if the whole self, the whole person, really is, involved in Krishna consciousness, then he's not going to be interested in this abominable suggestion from the mind. But if actually only a tiny bit of our personality is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness, then Maya has all this area to work with.
Takes away your material desires, or you're kept in a good situation that you're not thinking material desires, but then along the way, without you changing your program or externally doing everything right, you find that maybe more material desires come to your mind, or you find it's more of a challenge. Could that maybe be a signal from Krishna that he wants you to engage more of your full self?
Yeah, it's also a sign that we always have to be vigilant. The work is never done. Don't think at any stage, now I've done my duty, I can relax. The symptom of advanced devotion is always being anxious how my time is being used. One of the symptoms, first symptom of bhava. Time is very precious. I must always be engaged in Krishna consciousness. So, the work is never done until you become perfectly liberated. So at any time, after 20 years, after 30 years, another installment, another test can be given. And you may take it. That is, this is a sign that I still have so much more work to do. So it's a healthy reminder. And not that I'm perfect, but I'm still liable to be disturbed by these bad thoughts. This shows that I'm not so advanced. Then, let me apply myself. Let me enact some new renunciation in my life. I have to become more Prabhupada conscious. And think in some practical way. Well, why are these things coming to me? An advanced devotee wouldn't have such thoughts. Then how can I improve my devotional life? It may come. Even when others think that we're advanced, we may develop symptoms of great lack of advancement. So you just have to admit it, and it's going on, and then try to do very basic things for surviving spiritual life. Or as you say, yeah, think that I have to, maybe I'm not fully engaged in my whole self, body, mind, and words in Krishna's service. Otherwise, why am I open to these new suggestions? I told you Prabhupada warned us when we took sannyas about two things. He said that you don't again think that you might enjoy a woman. Don't again think that you might enjoy riches. Both of these things you've just given up. So don't ever resent that you've given them up. So if these things come back, things that you've already vowed not to do, if they come back, that means you're very, something is missing in your very basic application of Krishna consciousness. So yeah, you can welcome it in one sense as an opportunity to fully engage yourself in the prescribed duties of your ashram and in the transcendental service of Guru and Krishna. We read about, I think your last day we'll talk about the cause of all despondency. Vyasadeva, he says, you know, in spite of all vows and following regular principles strictly, I feel something is wanting. So, and he found out there was a whole big thing that he hadn't done. Almost missed the whole point. So his guru told him, a very advanced person was told that. So he should be ready to get some humbling news like that, even after we've been practicing Krishna consciousness for a long while. Now, they have to really give more. And by that time, it may be that we don't, you know, not that we have to completely change in ways that may be hard for us to do, we're not so flexible. It may mean changing service, but it may mean just really dedicating yourself to the service that you have and not just skating along on it, but really, this is your service, so accept it. But now you have to really, this is all you've got, and it's your sacred service. Now really get into it and really do it. Instead of just, because you know how to do it, you just do it, without giving your heart and soul to it. And you have to admit, you can do that service so much better. You can really invest yourself into it. Or it may mean a more outward change. So, we only have a few minutes left. We just sampled a few letters. But I hope you'll read these letters. It's kind of a special thing between us. And Prabhupada's letters to me and how I may be able to draw instructions from them. So our routine here for 4 days is this meeting, and then come back again at 5.
Next is a meeting with disciples on April 18th, 1996, in the Gidanagri cabin.
Since we met this morning, I was reading, proofreading the Among Friends, volume 4, number 1. That's a new year, starting a new year's. There'll be a new design on the cover, too. And I was thinking how it illustrates the point I made this morning about our presentations in this program, that some of them would be straight philosophy and some of them would be more personal. And Among Friends does that. It runs the gamut. And for this particular issue I was reading, starts off with an essay about how we should only hear from Prabhupada, and is rather strong on the point of offering philosophical arguments. And then after that, there's letters, quoting from letters. So I'm sure you're aware, as you read among friends, that it's like that. It starts off very I think of a better word, very formal and straight and strong preaching. And then after that, there's some quotes from the Bhagavatam, some of my favorite quotes, as I read through one year, with some little comments. And then, okay, next. Oh, reading notes, which is a kind of a mixture of actual quotes from the books, and then some free writing about what I'm actually doing and thinking as I read, as I try to absorb the material. And then poems. So the poems are more personal expression of Krishna consciousness. I'll be talking more about this, so I won't dwell on it now, what the difference is and what the mixture is. I'll be talking about when we talk especially, well, tomorrow I'll be reading poetry, but when we talk about this book called The Poor Man's Bhagavatam, but just at least noting it briefly now. And then there's a continuation of that little book called Day by Day, which is the record of a week-long vrata of chanting 64 rounds. And that's got a mixture of things, of poems and reflections and so on. And then there's a new thing starting in that issue called The Best Use of a Bad Bargain, which is another kind of a diary taken when I went on a health retreat, a health clinic. That's just starting off. And then it ends, as usual, with the writing session. So from the opening essay to the writing session is like the all that different types of expressions are there among friends. The announcement. Tomorrow night we have a slideshow. I haven't seen it myself. I'm looking forward to it. We're having a little variety. Usually our slideshow is our showing the shots of the travels that I took during the year. We have a different kind of slideshow tomorrow night. It mostly features different books, new books coming out, and includes some illustrations and drawings that I did. It was put together by Guru Seva. And I'll be reading at some points from the book that's illustrated, and I think it will be fun to watch this. And at the end of it, we have a video from Mayapur. But so there's some artwork in that. But announcement. Here's an announcement for art show. There will be an art show of my drawings and posters. Time will be between 2 and 4 p.m. during Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Show will be held at Madhava's house. Ask Madhava and Guru Seva for directions or see map of directions posted on notice board at the temple. Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. So, this session simply says kirtan. There was a very nice seminar which I didn't attend, but I have all the tapes and I'm listening to, that Jai Dwaita Swami gave just last week, called My Memories of Srila Prabhupada. And he was talking about Prabhupada's kirtan, much same as what I say, as to what it was like. And he was describing how Prabhupada would sing all the prayers, Vande Hum and other prayers like that. He would start off the kirtan singing those. And then Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And then into Hare Krishna. And he stressed, Jai Dwaita Maharaj stressed, that it was very meditative, his kirtan, on the holy names. And he said there was no Hari Bowls. And what else did he say? Follow Hare Krishna. Changes of tempo and so on. But he just kept the one. Usually he sang only one tune, except that there was a morning tune, which he introduced, which is our ISKCON morning tune. And when he gradually built steadily. But his expression of the word meditative was good, that it was like the back and forth exchange of Hare Krishna. And very simple, but very potent. So I remember the chanting in that way too. And sometimes we chant together with the tape, but today I thought we'd just chant in that mood, but without the tape. I have an excerpt of Prabhupada talking about chanting. It's less than a minute long. I played excerpts. That was the substance of my Prabhupada appreciation course. Play a little excerpt and talk about it. So I've got one where he's talking about chanting, and he talked about chanting a lot. And he not only talked about it, but we did it. We chanted a half hour, then he would speak, then we would chant another half hour. And that was his bold introduction to bring the chanting to the world. So here he's at. Advocating it.
Oh, in this age, Lord Chaitanya recommended that because I have no facility even for my material body, still I have to make progress in the spiritual life. How to do it? Harinnama, 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 yakivalam, salona, sivana, 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 sivana. It's just all a chant, Hare Krishna. Never mind you are in factory, never mind you are in health, never mind you are in the size of our houses. Go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. There is no accent, there is no bath, there is no caste, there is no creed, there is no color, anyone.
Chant, Chant. Well, I like to chant with you, and we can keep this impression that when we come together, we chant, and it's so important. Lord Chaitanya, who is following the scriptures, which say that that's the Dharma for the age, he stressed it. It's not that it's for dumb people, it's for everyone. We're all dumb, or we're all spiritually unable, even though you may be intellectual or something. This simple act of singing God's names is recommended for everybody. In fact, there's no other way to realize God but to chant his holy names. We all do it. We chant our japa. 16 rounds at least. And then we come together, that's sankirtan. We deliver it to the public. And we should chant among ourselves, like what Chaitanya did with his close associates. They would chant in Srivas Thakur's house. And so we would chant like that, and we'll chant for about half an hour. I'll sing that Hare Krishna tune. Now that tune, it doesn't have any change in it. That the morning tune has got, you chant it one way and then you chant it another way. A lot of Mongols says it's a musical term, at least in Irish music, is turns, when the tune has turns. So, it may get but I want to chant it because it's such a secure tune to sing, the Prabhupada's tune. So, it may get you may get a little restless. I know I will. You may get a little bored. But I think that's mostly just like surface stuff. And just the mind wanting some novel changes and entertainments. In its fastidious way. But actually, beneath that, the real need of the self is not to have different tunes, or different this and different that, but just to get infusion of Krishna. So, we'll just let that, we'll endure that, and then try to get into the essence of the hearing and calling out to Krishna. In his name, Krishna becomes present in his holy name. And then we can talk about it some more afterwards. Is that a Madrunga thing? Okay.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Diti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Procharine Nirvashesa Sunyavari Pashyata Disatarine Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vindam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vindam Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.